Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. I really have to apologize for last week. The audio was absolute dog shit. I realized I had the wrong filter on the audio, so it sounded like extra loud and scratchy. So I went and played it back, and I just spent some time fixing it. So I hope this sounds way better. I should sound a lot clearer. You shouldn't have to scramble to turn down your headphones. I just wanted to get another episode out. Just wanted to really actually dial in the setup and go from there. It's probably gonna be a short episode. I really don't have much on my mind, to be honest. I mean, last week was pretty heavy, and I kind of went down a couple rabbit holes. But honestly, like, you get to a point, I think, with myself, like, I get to this point to where I understand there's a limited number of understanding when you reach a certain level of gathered intelligence. I think, for example, why it's so hard for certain agencies to work together. And like, say, let's take 9/11, for instance, right? We all know that the CIA, the FBI, Homeland Security hasn't been created yet, right? So the CIA and FBI had information. They each had information, but to pass along that information and be listened to, you have to go through a chain of command. So a guy can get a report from on the ground and say, hey, like, this is going to happen, give it to his superior, like, oh, the U.S. being attacked on its own soil, that's impossible. Gosh, get that shit out of my office. You know what I mean? So that happens all the time. And to the further point, I feel like I interact with not a whole lot of people, but the people I do interact with are pretty normal when it comes to just life in general. They're more focused on what they're doing. And the more of the basics of life, where I spend a lot of my time, even during normal tasks, pondering about the other aspects of life, like the deeper things, like what goes on behind closed doors, why things really happen the way they happen. Because I was in business, right? So I'm at corporate, and I'm young, and I'm seeing that nothing moves without a purpose. There's no such thing as a sale. You know, everything is calculated. Everything is down to the wire. Everything was thought of before they even put on or put out a flyer. So I'm thinking, if a corporation does this, what does the government do? You know, the newscasts, like, you can look now based on the channel you watch, you can tell whether it's going to be conservative based or liberal based. You're going to be able to tell how different headlines are going to be broken down. When before, we didn't really live in a time like that. You know, news anchors are now personalities. And I just feel like it's a waste for me to have this conversation or what's on my mind with regular people. So I will digitize it. I'll put it out in the world. Hopefully one day someone will come across it and it'll help them. And I encourage everyone to do this. I mean, I'm on a free app. They're owned by Spotify. It's called Anchor. You heard the ad for it in the beginning. And if you use it for anything but a digital diary, that someone, I mean, the whole point of it is you can go through your mental state or your thoughts. You can break them down and you can vocalize them. And then that trains you to be a better communicator. And someone listening might get trained to be a better listener. And, you know, you might meet a friend or gain connections through the things you think about and the things you say. And I just think that if we did this more often, having open discussions, getting the things off your chest that you need to get off your chest, you could live a healthier life. You know, lower blood pressure, lower stress level, go to sleep easier, all those things, because you're not having all these random thoughts on your mind, you know? Like, I truly have been to a point in my life where I was consumed by my thoughts. only because I was like seeing this Da Vinci Code no one else could see. I was seeing things happen before they happened. I was finding data and putting things together that people and agencies should have been. And it's weird when you're a man alone on a train, I guess is the biggest way, or the best way I can describe it. Like, the first thing that came to mind was a man alone on a train, you know, and you don't know where you're going. You don't know whether to get off on a stop or ride it to the end. There's, you know, you can't communicate with the conductor. There's no maps. There's no nothing. You're just like almost like in the Matrix, when they go down to that subway. Like, you don't want to seem crazy or talk to people like you're losing your mind, but you can just start to see a pattern in people, a pattern in history, and civilizations and mankind. They're not as complex as we tend to think. Like, there's the most complex in life, the most complex things in life tend to be the smallest. And, you know, compared to, say, like a single cell organism, a human being is quite large. And they're motivated mainly by, when I see people, for the most part, I treat people as if they're animals. It's been something like I've kept to myself for a while, but it helps me exist. So to break that down, I live on a farm. I see chickens, I see sheep, I see goats, rabbits, I see wildlife on top of that, deer, birds, and I get to watch their patterns day in and day out. You know, anytime I look out my window or open my door, you know, I can usually watch the sheep hang out with each other and how they interact. Anytime I'm outside, the chickens are usually running around. So, you know, you get to learn personality. You get to learn what motivates them, how they act. And like, we were butchering a chicken one time, right? So I threw a bunch of bread and corn out, you know, bring them all in, and we grabbed the males. And my mom is chopping the head off a chicken 4 feet away from all the other chicken. And they'll look up while he's pecan and then go straight back to eating because it's not them on the chopping block. You know, they won't defend them. They won't try to get at you. They won't try to help their buddy out. It's just like, oh, it's Fred's turn. He's going. And I feel like humans relate to that a lot because, oh, I'm down for you. I'll take a bullet for you. You're my boy. Like, I'm your rider, blah, blah, blah. And then real shit happens and people are like, whoa, like, this isn't what I signed up for. I mean, you really, like, that's just something someone says, like, that, you know, it's not real. Like, you don't really go through with shit. So I learned that it's the same way. Like, I've seen chickens defend each other. Like, the males like bully the females and like sexually, like, just go crazy on, because there's like 3 or 4 roosters at a time, at one time, I mean. And we ended up having to butcher them because they were just being like brutal to the females. While there was only one rooster, he was always like, he would dance for the chicken. They would do their normal mating rituals. But like for the other two, it was pretty much like rape because they were just controlling the whole flock. And it was just like a small thing in like nature. But it felt good to butcher those two roosters and then see like the feathers coming back on the women or the female chickens, the hens or whatever. And it's just like, they were truly living through a time of turmoil, but since they can't vocalize it or show like emotions per se, that's usually lost on people. And I feel like that's just kind of how it is with people today, where they don't feel like they can say what's on their mind. There's a lot of self-censorship going on. There's a lot of forced censorship going on. But on the other hand of that, then you get the crazy people who think everything they say is gold. Everything they post on Facebook is so clever, or it's so impactful. And you usually, you know what's crazy? Is that comes from the conservative women more than anything. The worst posts I've seen, the most annoying posts I've seen come from conservative women. And it's because they just, they repeat the same things that are out there, and then they act like they wrote it. Most guys will just like post pictures of shit, like guns or whatever, like come and take it, or like kind of like masculine, macho, like dumb shit, like things no one would ever take seriously. But the women go into like these in-depth conversations, and they're like clipping quotes and doing this stuff. It's like, look, Sally, this is Facebook. There's no one who wants to read all that and like, oh yeah, I agree with that person so much. Like that's what Twitter's for. And even at Twitter, that's even worse of a cesspool of ideas. And I would love to see more individuals in the world flourish and blossom into their truest self, and then take that person and reintroduce it into society. So take that broken winged bird, rehabilitate yourself. You're the broken winged bird. Do your own research, learn history, learn about ancient civilizations, learn about like hidden or forbidden knowledge. Like the books that people used to burn, that's a good place to start. Look at in society where like people were killed for speaking out, like in Roman times, in medieval times. Study those people who were chastised for their thoughts, who were framed or imprisoned or in some way put down for what they were thinking. Those are the people who were onto it, because what we have to realize is the people at the top are smart enough to understand that it only takes a small percentage of people to stop believing in them and doing what they say for everything to fall. Let me give you an example. Tomorrow, if no one goes to work, say no one that makes below $250,000 a year goes to work, the economy will crash in like 4 days. Tops 4 days. If you make $250,000 or less a year, whether you be salary or hourly, or you own your business or you work for someone else, if everyone doesn't show up to work, the whole economy crashes. America stops. So, I mean, and that's excluding a lot of truck drivers, because little did most people know, they can make a lot of money. Some make upwards of 250 grand a year. But the thing is, like, the stock market would crash. What we have to understand is there's institutions that are way worse than Congress. There's institutions and companies way worse than Google, than Facebook. Because at the end of the day, Facebook is monetizing ads for revenue that's getting paid by... Think about it. Who controls the money? Who issues the money? You can't fight them. There's a never-ending battle about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve isn't the problem. They actually cut off America, finally. Said, pay your fucking bill, you piece of shit. And Congress is scrambling to extend the debt ceiling just so we can go further into debt. And at the end of the day, the problem starts in the mirror. Michael Jackson said it, and it's so fucking true. If we weren't such ravaging consumers, there wouldn't be so many ads. If ads didn't work, guess what? They wouldn't have ads. If we weren't buying shit we didn't need to impress people we don't care about, then we wouldn't have this problem. Like, why do you think living rurally is so, it's so hard yet so rewarding? It's because you have a different lifestyle than one in like a city or a suburb. You're more individualized, but yet you have so much help. If you are on the side of the road, it will be less than 15 minutes before someone stops. or I'd say less than 10 cars. If you're on the side of the road, your flashers on, less than 10 cars, someone stop and help you. If someone sees you walking and you don't look crazy, like you just broke down, and you're a normal looking person, someone will stop. Sometimes people avoid like the bum looking people or, you know, the dirty looking people, but for their own safety or whatnot, or their own judgment, that's okay. But if you're a normal looking person, like you have nice clothes on or you're clean or whatnot, someone will stop and ask you if you need a ride. You know, a lot of people grow their own food. A lot of people raise their own meat. A lot of people own their own businesses. A lot of people are extremely independent out here. And it's just a blessing to see people work in conjunction and bartering and trading and positive encouragement and all that other stuff. Now, where you have people like, oh, you get a new car. Like, okay, take it for example. In your friend group, you get a new car, you get a new apartment, you get a new dog. There's everyone like that. There's all that love. But then there's those couple people who are like, oh, well, you don't have time for a dog anyway. Like, why would you do that? Or, well, this apartment's nice, but mine was way bigger. Like, that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's always people who have to one-up you that have to feel better about themselves to try to put you down. It's a crab and bucket effect. You know, no one wants you to do better than them. You know, if you get a promotion, you know, they're salty about it. Like, at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say, all this is leading to you are in control. As much as stop giving your control away to the government, to money, to sex, to porn, to cigarettes, to alcohol, to drugs, to anything that you're addicted to, anything that you can't live without, anything that you fiend for. Fucking take your power back. Stop being a little bitch. Put on your big boy or girl pants and conquer yourself. Conquer your inner bitch. If your inner bitch is saying, man, I really need a cigarette, if we just have one, you know, you'll feel a lot better. Conquer that shit. Like, oh man, I have to jack off tonight, or I have to rub my bean tonight. Oh, I can't fall asleep without it. It's self-care. No, fucking tell yourself no. Put limits on yourself. Get some fucking discipline. Conquer yourself first. Before you fucking go out there and try to rule the world, before you try to be the best you can be and tell everyone how good you are on Facebook or Instagram, before you're trying to give advice to anyone else, conquer your fucking self. Put in the work. The self-work is there. Take the time. An hour a day, work on yourself. Watch something educational. I don't even, like, I have Netflix, Hulu, YouTube. I mean, everything I can, anything you can, like, look to for entertainment. I spend almost all my time on YouTube, Discovery Channel, History Channel, Travel Channel. That's about it. The last show I watched that was like for entertainment was Justified on Hulu. And I truly enjoyed it. It was a nice little getaway, but I didn't spend all my time doing it. I watched it in between what I was doing. And that was months ago. I watch a lot of podcasts because I love getting different points of view and improving on my communication skills. I watch tons of like fact shows. So like Answers with Joe, Unexplained Answer or Unexplained Mysteries. There's a bunch of people. Damn, I can't remember off the top of my head, but the whole point is what I'm saying is you don't know how strong you are until you test it. Push yourself, not physically. Fuck that shit. Some people are born that can't walk, or they're physically disabled. Stephen Hawking became disabled, but he continued to push with his mind. Your mind is everything. When you're ready to give up, that's 40% of what you're capable of. When your body's begging you to quit, and your muscles are fatigued, or you're just tired and out of breath, that's 40%. Your body limits yourself to protect itself. But if you're in no real danger, and you know you're gonna come home and drink water and you're going to come home and eat, then you'll be good. When you don't, when you can't figure something out, take a minute, eat something or drink some water, and then go right back at it. Don't give up. Like, stop quitting. That's one thing you can do for yourself. You know, everything you can do for yourself that feels the best is usually free. Stop quitting on you. Start betting on you. And this isn't even a self-help podcast. It's supposed to be about having discussions that only the dying breeds understand. Like, we are powerful, not in a mystical or magical way. Some people are. That shit's real. I'm not saying, like, I believe in it like I do it, but even in the Bible, it speaks that man had magic. It was no near as strong as God's, but it was true that mankind had magic. So don't sleep on that shit. If you're fucking with some girl or some dude that's talking about putting a spell on you or fucking with you, better apologize. Stay away from full moons and fucking circles with candles. But you have to take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility for how you speak to people. Did you cause the argument? Did you say something foul? Did you slip at the tongue and then try to pin it on them? Because at the end of the day, we all know what the fuck we're doing. Stop letting that inner voice that's not working tell you how to live your life. Let that other voice come back. Flex that other mental muscle. Like, honestly, I don't even hear that negative shit anymore. Or, like, okay, you'll see a famous person get a new car. You know, sometimes I'm like, man, fuck him. What did he do to get the car? He's just a rapper. I could do that, blah, 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 blah. Or, oh, what is this? Like me, I watch Hoonigan and, like, Amelia Hartford and the Stradman and all those guys and girls that do car stuff. A BS for Build. I mean, and I'm like, damn, that's dope. I'm so glad to see more people doing this. Like, I can't wait till I'm back equipped with all the tools and shop I need so I can jump in with them and do and work alongside them. Not, oh, well, how'd he get this? Or this sucks. Like, they're doing this wrong or blah, blah, blah. Or I could do that better. No, it's I want to be a part of the competition. I want to travel with them. I want to be a part of that group. I don't need to be better than that group. And you can apply that in your own friend group. So you can talk to your people and be more positive. You can lend more of yourself to them than they give you at times. It's okay to be there for people more than they are for you, because that always comes back in another way. Man, we are in the end of days. We are in the last days of the end of days. Things are only going to get more complicated. Things are going to get more confusing. Things are going to get more unbelievable every day this goes by. Wait till 2022. Mark my words, 2022 is about to get wild. I promise you. It's 7:44 p.m., October 20th, 2021. 2022 is most likely going to make 2020 look like an infancy. It'll make 2021 look like the crumb your kid dropped between the seats who just graduated college. So it'll be so minuscule, I believe, that we're already so conditioned. Like, we're being conditioned by, one, unforeseen occurrences, which are talked about in the Bible. That shit's gonna happen, bro. I can't control everything. I'm God, but I don't. That's not how this works. He pretty much tells you. He doesn't have his fucking finger on every button. He doesn't design every single thing. It's more like a computer program. Like, the program runs. You're a part of his program, and based on your decisions, your outcome, where you're dropped in, where you spawn, where your birth, or whatever, is how your life's gonna be, and you kind of just do your best with what you got. You know, and people need to stop blaming God for everything. Stop blaming Satan for everything. People fucking suck. People suck. It's just how it is. People fucking suck. Humans are flawed. They'll never be perfect. They're trying to achieve perfection with no guidance. They want what they can't have, what they haven't worked for, what they haven't sacrificed for. They don't deserve it, and they'll never get it. I promise you. Everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to right now. This line will live forever because it's perfect forever. Everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to right now, no matter what. It's up to you. It's up to you. Everything that's happening in this moment right now is exactly what is what's supposed to be happening right now. It's gonna work out, or it's not. You choose your ending. We're all gonna be shut off. Where all of our tickers run out. The lights will dim. The curtains will close on every single one of our TV shows, our movies, our documentaries. What is going to be left? What's going to be left behind for yours? You decide. And with that, thanks for listening. It's been another Dying Breed discussion with your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. Please look out for the next episode. I have no idea what's going to be on. This was just a quick rant, so damn, what am I going to name this? I do this every podcast. I'll figure it out. Good night.